All right, welcome back. We are joined now in the studio, well, over the phone in the studio by Dr. Jess Carneal. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Dr. Jess, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Now, over the weekend, it's been a historical move for the very first time, the inaugural Australia Decides Eurovision Song Contest to try and get a vote from the people and from the professionals, the judges, to see who we would pick to send overseas to represent us in the next Eurovision Song Contest. Now, why are we doing this all of a sudden and why weren't we doing it before?
That's a really good question. So now we're moving into this national selection mode. I think it's a sign that we're maturing as a Eurovision nation.
One of the
major criticisms that came from fans was they wanted to choose their artists, which isn't to say they didn't love everyone that was coming beforehand, but they really wanted to have that hands-on approach.
Well, so, we're all about democracy here, aren't we?
Exactly.
And the process of voting is one that we hold very dear, as you can attest to the people outside of the politicians' polls. We're always very excited to have a vote, aren't we?
We are indeed.
Now, how was your weekend? So, you had a bit of a big one this weekend, didn't you?
I did. I was at both the jury show and the live televised show. So the jury show was on Friday, televised show on Saturday. So I got to see all the performances twice.
Wow.
Yes.
You didn't think that was too much? That was just the right amount of Eurovision for you?
Yeah, it was the perfect amount. It's always good to go and see the jury show. I think Australian audiences aren't quite apprised of how it works. If you go to the jury show, you get to see what the jury are voting for, and sometimes performers can do better or worse at that than they do on the televised version.
Right. So it's best to get a full picture by seeing both their, so let's just say, their best and their worst versions of their performance.
Yeah. Because sometimes you go, why did the jury give them that vote? If you've been to the jury show, you go, oh, okay, they were a bit off-key that day.
Right, yes. It's good to have insider info, isn't it?
It is.
So we had were the artists that were in, looks like we've had Shepherd, we had Electric Fields, there was Mark Vincent, Courtney Act, Aidan, I've never heard of Aidan before, it's a bit of a unique spelling with the Y there, and Leah Nanos.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the winner? Who did they pick? Let's have a bit of a spoiler for any of the people out there that that didn't catch SBS's show over the weekend. Who'd they pick?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to play a little thing.
Oh, no, I wish I had that prepared. I wish I had a little thing to play. That would be amazing. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
Just taking the feedback for the next show.
Yeah. I won't sing the song, though, because I'm not a trained opera singer, but it was Kate Miller-Heidke with Zero Gravity.
Zero Gravity. Now, I haven't actually heard that one. Was that one she prepared specially for Eurovision, or is that something that she had in her back catalogue?
I believe she had prepared it especially for Eurovision.
Nice. That's dedication right there. And you said the word opera. That's a little bit worrying, isn't it? Is that the kind of thing that wins Eurovisions?
Well, I can't think of one that's won it, but certainly last year we had an Australian act that used opera and she was incredibly popular.
Ah, yes, I think so. I remember that performance. That was a bit of a blowout one, wasn't it? It was a bit of a shocker of how amazing it was. The caliber was quite stunning.
She was extraordinary.
Yes, definitely.
Really, really talented. This one is a little bit different because it is pop opera, which means it's got that little bit of a beat to it.
Uh-huh.
So it does get the crowd clapping along.
More palatable to a wider audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who did you have pegged to win? Were you surprised by the outcome?
No, I actually wasn't. I had been tossing up between Electric Fields and Kate Miller-Heidke the entire time, and I did vote for both of them, so I contributed to it.
Are you allowed to do that?
I am.
Double
I'm what we call
votes.
An ACCA fan.
ACCA
which
fan.
Means that I participate in the fandom, in the text that I study.
That's beautiful. Because you did literally write the book on Understanding the Eurovision Song Contest in Multicultural Australia. It's called Understanding the Eurovision Song Contest in Multicultural Australia. Look at that. She just kicked off without even being asked. No, Kate, not yet. Not yet. We'll get to you in a minute. So you did write the book. What exactly is it, the angle that your literature has taken, the book that you wrote on the topic?
Well, what I wanted to do was find out why we watch it in Australia and why it is that we love it as much as that we did. What I found is that we do have this particular narrative that we tell ourselves of, you know, Australia's been built on a lot of European migration and that's why we watch it. What I found, though, was that's only a tiny part of the story. So it explains why it came to be on our screens to begin with, but not necessarily why so many of us watch it now. And a lot of us who aren't of European background. So I had people from, you know, a whole range of different backgrounds watching it.
Yeah, so I noticed that when Australia did start competing, well, I'm not actually sure when they started, but when it started to be apparent to people who weren't exactly religious Eurovision fans that Australia was competing, a lot of the backlash online from some of the European countries was, what the hell, they don't even go here. Oh, come on, Kate, yeah. Seriously, what's going on there? She's really just too eager. You're too keen. You're too thirsty, Kate. Get out of there. All right. We'll get to you in a minute, love. I'm talking to Jess right now. So what is the sort of reaction from Europe when it comes to Australia getting in there and getting involved? Are they all for us, or are they sort of seeing us as a bit of an outside attack?
It's really, really mixed. Mm. You do find quite a few people are like, yeah, sure, Australia can come along. Yes, it's a bit weird. Yeah. And maybe we don't quite agree with the rationale, but you're bringing really good acts and we enjoy your presence. And Australian fans have been a really strong presence at the contest for a number of years now. So there's the appreciation for that, but then there is definitely the she doesn't even go here attitude to it.
Which is my favourite attitude, obviously. Very big into that attitude.
Until it's pointed at you and then it's a little bit...
Exactly. Exclusionism is always fun when you're included. Do you want to give us a little plug about your book? Because I'm actually really fascinated to find out a little bit more about this. I know nothing about Australia's sort of cultural invasion of the Eurovision contest and why we're so into it. So where can we find your book? I found it on Amazon, actually. I don't want to advertise that too. I didn't buy it. I promise. I didn't buy it from Amazon, I swear. I'd like to buy it from a bookstore if possible. So whereabouts can I find your book, Jess?
Well, that actually makes it really difficult because it's one of those horrible academic books. So the
How
best place
you?
To buy it is online. I know. I definitely regret it in some ways. I should have written something that was sold at airports.
Done it as like a Pulp Fiction series.
But you can buy it from the publisher's website, which is palgrave.com.
Okay, palgrave.com, fantastic. And what are you hoping to see from Miller Heidke as she moves forward into the contest? Do you think that we have a chance to win this year with our hand-selected representative?
Oh, it's a tough one. There is a little bit of animosity towards this particular entry from Eurovision fans. So Ooh. She's going to have to overcome that.
Why is that, do you think?
Again, because of the Estonian Act last year. So some people are claiming that this is derivative.
And
she is a pop opera singer. This is very much in her style.
Yeah. So maybe it's not so much derivative as her being chosen, maybe a reflection of trying to up the odds of winning based on last year's results, do you think?
Perhaps. And indeed, one of the things is that her staging involves this really long dress and she's up quite high.
Uh-huh.
With the Estonian Act last year, it involved an amazing long skirt with a projection on it. So,
and that's not like us, is it?
Same.
That's not like us to copy other countries, is it? No, definitely
not. I
don't
think it was intentional. I don't think so. Okay. No.
Maybe Kate didn't watch last year. Maybe she just didn't watch it.
She does say that she's a diehard fan, that she's always had a low-key secret desire to be at Eurovision, so this is a fulfillment of that dream.
The plot thickens. All right. Well, anybody out there listening who wants to know more about this drama, follow it as it unfolds. You can head up to Jess's Twitter page, which I've just noticed has almost like a stream of consciousness based from the entire weekend experience all the way up until today, which is very entertaining for me, given that I didn't actually watch the televised event. I shouldn't really be admitting that, but I had other things on. So, yes, what's your handle? At DRJESS.
C.
I knew I was missing a letter.
Jess C. Yep.
At Dr. Jess C. on Twitter. She's got all of the hot goss. And I think you can also follow the hashtag Eurovision. Is it Australia Decides or Eurovision Australia Decides?
Yeah, it's AUS Decides.
Oz Decides. Okay, that's the hashtag you'll want to be following if you're one of the cool kids. Thanks for joining us today, Jess. It was very great to catch up with you. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Australia can do on the world stage.
Me too.
I can tell from your Twitter. So we're going to go into some Kate. It's your turn now, Kate. She couldn't wait, and now it's her turn.
Finally gets to go.
Going to play one of her big hits, Caught in the Crowd. It's one of my favourites. Love this one from, I think it was like 2008 or something, was it?
That sounds about 2009, I think.
2009, so this is the decade memorial of Caught in the Crowd by Kate Miller-Heidke, Australia's official Eurovision contestant. Thanks, Jess. Have a great week, and I'll catch up with you again soon, I hope.
Thanks for having me.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.